This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, is running a contest to hire a, quote, ambassador of the champagne of beers region.
Ooh, that's a great little line to put on your business card.
Oh, definitely, dude. I would love, man, I hope this is part of this contest, Steve. You should get business cards like that, because that would be fantastic.
I don't know if anyone really even uses business cards anymore, though. One time when I asked someone, hey, do you have a business card? They looked at me like, just go to our Instagram. I'm like, okay.
Dude, I know. You're absolutely right. It used to be a status for you and me, at least. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe Vicky and Danny, when you finally got business cards, like, wow, I'm a big deal. I got a business card.
Feel official.
It feels pretty awesome until nobody wants your business card.
No, it's just like, oh, thanks. Now I got something stuck in the back pocket that I got to remember to take out before I wash my pants. Otherwise, I got all little shreds of business cards in my laundry.
Oh, that's not true. I did give one to my mom. She was very excited.
Aw. Yeah, I think I gave one to my mom, too.
Dude, I think my dad has all of my business cards.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, and I think he still hands them out.
Yeah.
I don't even know where my business cards are. I think he took them all.
It would be so great to have a business card saying ambassador of the champagne of beers region.
Yes.
Now, you might be asking yourself, well, wait, what the hell is the champagne of beers region? And yeah, Miller High Life is actually trying to get the city of Milwaukee to create a region in honor of their beer. And, you know, they'll call it the Champagne of Beers region. They're hoping Milwaukee will do something with this. And, of course, they're going to need somebody to promote it. That's where you come in, Danny, or anybody that's listening. All you got to do to apply for this job is give them a 50-word essay. Tell them why you'd be a good ambassador for Miller High Life. And if they pick you, going to get yourself $20,000. And a year supply free Miller High Life.
Okay, that's better than a business card.
Yeah. Applications are due 2 weeks from today, Danny, so get on that.
Get cracking.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Or get going.
Get going.
Kraken's doing stuff with Coors Light, not with, We can't cross the streams.
I got you.
Don't cross the streams,
All right, if you're going to be an ambassador of something, what do you want to be ambassador of? Ew. I mean, like, minus the $20,000, because we know they're not going to give it to us, whatever we're pimping.
All right, so I will give you a clue, because there's a lot of things you know I'm crazy about, this, but this would be a treat. Okay, this would be a dessert, or a treat. It would be a
no name cakes.
I hadn't even thought about them.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for bringing them in today.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome. You know what? It's so funny. No name cakes are a dessert and a treat, and would love to be an ambassador for them. Zingers would love to be an ambassador for them. But who went crazy in Vegas? What was the place that I wanted to go see?
M&M's. Yeah.
I would want to be the M&M ambassador. Yep.
To the point where they have their own specialty one that's just the B&J's.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome to have an M&M's package that says B&J's?
I'm sure you could do that, but you have to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to. I mean, I want them to just hand it to me like in a gold package or something, you know, to have a big ceremony. In Vegas, right in front of the M&M wall at the M&M store in Vegas. Oh, yeah.
Dude, my brain started, like, shutting down. I'm like, what would I, like, I was just, like, overwhelming myself with it. And the first thing that popped into my head, I'd like to be the ambassador for, and I kind of feel like I already am, but for a Jackson Snickerdoodle cookies.
Yeah, gas station cookies. Should, yeah.
Either the chewy caramel ones, but I've since moved on, and now I'm all about the Snickerdoodle.
What I think is interesting about you and I is we don't see eye to eye in a lot of things. Yet when it comes to like wanting to be an ambassador, they're both treats. It's like we want to be the treat ambassadors.
That or crumble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't turn that down.
But you can't just choose one flavor with them.
No. That's a good point because the flavors I like aren't there. Like they're not there every week.
Well, that's why you're the ambassador. You really encourage diversity in your cookie tastes.
Accept all cookies.
Yeah, accept them all.
I'd probably go with Reuben's, just because I think it'd be fun. Like,
that's not even a brand.
Just in general, Reuben's.
Just Reuben's. Yeah, like, I would be the Reuben ambassador. You give me a top hat that has a Reuben on top of it.
Would you legally change your name to Reuben?
Please.
If someone's going to pay me money, yes.
The Reuben and Fuego?
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Instead of Brad, we call you Rube?
I don't like that as much.
What's the meat on a Reuben? Is it corned beef?
It's corned beef or pastrami, depending.
Okay, so then it's going to have to be some company that sells corned beef or pastrami. That way you'll be selling their product.
That may be like being like the ambassador of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They got to have a brand.
Yeah, which by the way, Steve, you would be a great, there's the Earl of Sandwich and you can be the Earl of Peanut Butter and Jelly Sandwich.
I would like that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you're right. There's got to be a brand.
All right, fine, whatever.
I mean, Brad just wants his Reubens.
Yeah, truth.
Yeah.
The Reuben and Fuego, though. I do like that.
Me too. Yeah.
Vicky, who would you be the ambassador for?
My first thought was like my favorite cider, which is the Angry Orchard Green Apple. But the one thing that everyone makes fun of me, they ask me if I'm getting paid to talk about it because I'm so spirited and so excited about it. It's the Acropolis.
That's so funny. Someone just said, I would like to be the ambassador of the Acropolis in Portland.
Whenever anybody says anything, I'm going to Portland. I'm like, you need to go to the Acropolis. Well, why? You need to go to the strip club. What's so great about the strip club? Well, let me tell you.
Right.
$10 filet mignons, $5, actually it's $8 steak bite, 60 beers on tap. You got to go. Some of the
loveliest ladies.
Don't
forget the Texas toast.
Yes. Oh, and such lovely ladies.
I cannot believe you are not the ambassador.
Right?
At some point, I mean... That someone's, if someone from our fine company needs to approach them and can get an endorsement deal for Vicky because she'd do it in a heartbeat.
And I'd love to hang out with those ladies.
Hi, it's Vicky B for the Acropolis Steakhouse in Portland.
Just drive a few hours down south.
Well, listen, we got stations in Portland. I mean, they need a sexy voice. Why not let Vicky be the one? And then plus, Seattle's got to go to Portland and part of the, Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Steve, I'm trying to make money for Vicky. Ooh,
or you can open one here.
That's a good point.
There you go.
But it wouldn't be as awesome because of the laws here.
Well, like, the whole
greatness about Portland and their strip clubs is that you can drink there. So it's like you're going to a bar, you're surrounded by hot women that really don't want anything to do with you. So it's really no different than any other club.
Right.
But at least, if you pay the money, they'll dance in front of you.
Yeah, and you'll get steak.
On here in Seattle clubs.
That is a question that I have. We are one of the most reasonable people, I think, out of the people in this fine land of the United States. And yet we're not able to drink and see a naked person and behave ourselves. Is that we have to have a law against that? There are other states where I would say they probably should have that law because, those folks are a little bit more aggressive and, like in the Northeast. Cause I don't understand why we, one of the most reasonable states in the country, have the most restrictive law. Maybe that it makes no sense to me. We should get to have booze and our babes. That's all I'm saying.
Unrelated text, but someone would like to be the ambassador of dicks driving.
Oh, okay. I'm already the ambassador of dicks, but not the driving.
Lakewood Larry says Trapper Sushi, especially since I just won dinner for four to their soft opening in Tacoma. # humble brag.
Nice.
That's right. They're opening up a new one in Tacoma.
Oh, look
actually,
at this.
It's the old one, but it's now new again because they took it down to build an apartment, I believe. Right? You might know on 6th Ave. And since then, they're putting the Trappers back in there. Could you imagine living above a Trappers?
Oh, so they built a fancy apartment place, but then they have retail on the bottom, and so they're back in that same spot.
Ooh. I would never have to leave my apartment complex.
I'd go so broke. It would be ridiculous.
Oh, I would have to get a second job to pay for my Trapper sushi addiction.
Yeah. You understand that they better have an elevator in that apartment because you'd never be able to get beyond the first floor after having all that sushi.
No, see, for me, I want to live on a higher level so I can convince myself that walking a flight of stairs is making up for all the sushi that I'm eating, even though I know full well that it's not.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. You're right. I'm exercising. I deserve this.
Danny, what did we find out what yours would be?
No, Supreme Pizza in West Seattle.
Oh, so boom!
Wow, yeah. Just like that. It didn't take him long. Have you taken me there, Danny?
No, have not. It's,
wow,
it's fantastic though because every time we Joey and I are hanging out at my house and we're having a few drinks, we walk down to Supreme Pizza and they literally have the best pepperoni pizza. They have some great drinks and I just love pizza from Supreme.
Where is it on the Dion scale?
It's up there. It's my favorite pizza in Seattle, for sure.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's saying a lot, because Danny said he's tried a lot of pizza around here. Okay, I definitely want to try that place.
Good stuff.
Nice. Ambassador Danny.
Steve, I wish I would have known you loved the cookies when I was a Jackson's food product rep. I could have hooked you up. My job was literally to give away free Jackson products to promote their rewards.
Oh, man.
COVID took it away, though. Love you guys from Tanya in Des Moines.
Oh, Tanya.
Go back to that job.
Yes, hopefully. I hear they're reopening a lot of positions and whatever. Tanya, get the job back just for us, not for your own life.
All right, this was a quick little story, but a strange dilemma. So I went into Jackson's. I was filling up with gas right by my house, and I went in solely to get the Snickerdoodle cookie. But they had one of those like armored security guys, for the ATM machine. He was going in there to take out the money and all this. But he's like, as he's bent over trying to get it out of the ATM, his butt is basically up against the cookie display where they put their cookies.
Oh.
So, I mean, it wasn't like his butt was touching, but I'm like, I got to reach behind him to get the cookie, and he's got his gun right there. So I'm like, this could go really bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was like, he's older. He looks like an old guy. I feel like, I'm quicker. I think I can pull this off. I'm like hovering over this guy with a gun trying to do his job just to get a Snickerdoodle cookie. Might I say I did it successfully.
Nice.
Oh, well, good for you.
He didn't notice or anything?
No.
Wow.
Which really concerned me with the whole situation.
It's like a Mission Impossible thing. You're like hanging from the rafter trying to get a cookie.
Limp Bizkit's Mission Impossible theme in my head while doing that.
Because there's no reason the guy with a gun would think somebody sneaking behind him would have any nefarious intention.
Right.
Or might accidentally shoot
him. I'm just going for a cookie, sir.
Yeah. Right, I just need the Snickerdoodle cookie, sir.
Yeah, sure. Okay, right. You just want the cookie. Sure you do, pal.
Man.
Dude, I was very careful. It was like I was playing the game Operation. I made sure not to touch anything but the cookie.
You could have, waited 30 seconds, probably.
I have no idea how long it was going to take. He looked old and he looked slow.
You don't understand. Steve has an addiction to these cookies, Rev. You can't tell him to wait.
This proves it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's willing to, he's willing to go to Cracktown to get those cookies. Literally.
I'm willing to get shot for that cookie, BJ.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Goodness.
1 in 12 people say that they would never talk to their family again. And the reason why, it is beyond ridiculous. I'll tell you what it is at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is a very disturbing survey to me. Turns out that 8% of people say that they'd never talk to their family again for the rest of their life if they could have perfect skin.
Perfect skin.
Yeah, that's 1 out of 12 people say that, they would, yeah, if you give me perfect skin, I'll never talk to my family again.
I feel like they'd just be willing to never talk to their family again if that's the stipulation. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, give me more than just that. I'd rather.
That's, it's still amazing that 1 out of 8 people, if that's really true, like,
sad.
One out of every 12 people, rather. It, like, wow, that you're right, Steve. Either they hate their family that much or they're that vain. It's a disturbing number either way.
Like, give me forever abs. Maybe I won't talk to a couple of my uncles.
Forever abs.
Forever abs. Okay. I want to be forever abs.
Turns out a third of us would give up having a smartphone for life in exchange for perfect skin.
Well, yeah, perfect that's not going to happen. What is this study done by Proactive?
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's the people that, like, for us, we think maybe some wrinkles, maybe a pimple here too, but there's some people that have like severe acne that just looks painful. Yeah. So I almost don't blame them.
Yeah, but 1 out of 12 people don't have severe acne, do they? Yeah. I mean, if they do, then you're right, Vicky. And how many dudes care about this? I mean, look, I don't know anymore, but I mean, this feels like this is a little bit more female leaning of an audience that would want perfect skin.
I don't know. Back in, if you would have asked me back in high school, I would have probably taken it.
Oh, did you have a lot of acne?
Oh yeah, it was bad acne too.
Well, sure, like, all of us had it. I mean, I had acne too. I mean, I'm thinking they're talking to like people beyond that now, aren't they?
I'm guessing we're talking about adults at this point.
Yeah,
because I mean, luckily in high school, I was lucky. I had minimal acne. Like, not like, you know, my brother had it way worse than I did. And I was just like so nervous and I kept waiting for the ball to drop. And thankfully, I never did. But like, some people, you're right. Like, it's just all over their face. And I can understand why you'd just be like, I'm done. I can't handle this.
I had it really bad in high school through college. And then finally, like, and to this day, I mean, obviously, I'll still get a pimple here and there. But it was to the point where my mom, like, took me to the doctor and I had to get on pills that messed up my mood and all kinds of stuff.
That bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks. Well, what about like perfect skin maybe. Now? Like, BJ, you brought it up, like wrinkles and things along those lines. As we get older, obviously, you start, like, I've noticed when I smile, it's like, oh, wow, things are getting a little bit more intense. I wouldn't think about doing like Botox or something like that, because I've seen some of my friends who've done that and they look very, just, they look surprised all the time. I don't know how else to describe it.
That's what you've always noticed about anybody in the early days of plastic surgery. They always look like they're shocked to see you.
Right, because they don't know when to stop. I think they just kind of keep, like, you get addicted to it, sadly. But, I mean, if you could tell, I wouldn't give family, obviously, but it would be awesome if there was a way to, like, just smooth out some of that stuff. Thankfully, there's filters on Snapchat for that.
Yeah.
That Snapchat filter with the little, like, rabbit ears.
That hasn't hit me, Steve, and maybe because I've just never been attractive. So I tell everybody, I go, you know, the great thing about what's going on for everybody, like people who are my peers that I grew up with, they're now ugly like me because they're old.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like I look at all the pictures and go, yeah, you know what? Now everybody looks at you the way they look at me. When I went to my class reunion, I was like, wow, that dude used to be handsome. I remember that guy was the guy. I mean, all of the guys that were the guys and I was a schlub, they're all like old people. And I'm like, well, we're all the same at this point. So I kind of don't have a desire to change my look. I feel like, you know, this has just been me my whole life.
Okay, so a weird question. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, and it might just be maybe a texture as well. Have you ever walked up to a car and, like, checked yourself out? Like, question one. I think everyone probably has done that at some point. You look at yourself because it's kind of like a poor man's mirror in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something up with like tinted windows? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when I look at them, it's just points. It makes like it shows off like every imperfection where I'm just like, oh, what the hell happened to me? And then I get in the car and I look at like the regular mirror and I'm like, okay, I'm bad, but not that bad.
I haven't done that, but if you really want to be humbled,
oh,
there's
wow.
two places. You go into a dressing room at any, you know, store.
The mirrors?
The mirrors and the lights, it's just awful. And the camera, when you do the self-checkout and they have the camera, you can see your face. That will humble you in an instant.
See, I like the Target one. It makes me look thin.
It does not make me look thin. It just makes me look tired and grumpier.
The overhead one when you first walk into a store like a Safeway or a Walmart.
Those ones are terrible.
Those are the ones where I realize I need to shave my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
They show, if you're thinning, even in the slightest bit, they make it look like you're thinning times 100 more. And you're just like, whoa, look at that bald spot.
Those bright fluorescent lights from the top, Steve, shining on your dome and then that overhead spot. You're at that's when I realized, okay, I have no hair.
And I think they do it on purpose because I'm walking into that store and they sell clippers. So, and that's exactly what happened. I looked up and I was like, oh boy. And I went straight to the hair place section and I bought clippers and shaved my head that day.
That's how they get you, man.
Yeah.
So it's a racket is what you're saying.
I'm on to them. I'm on to them, BJ.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, you know what? I'm glad I don't care about my skin, you know, because, you know, then you get spots on there and, you know, like, what do you do about age spots and whatever? And then
tattoo your head.
I mean, my doctor's been saying you got to go to the dermatologist and do this thing that my wife had done to see where all the cancerous spots on your skin are. Apparently that we don't know we got cancerous spots on our skin, and they put a thing on there and you look like you've been in a car accident after a day of this treatment.
Really?
Oh, it's. Yeah.
Because I know they say, like, you should try and get, like, go to a dermatologist at a yearly to just kind of get things checked out.
And they say you should, even if you live in a place like Seattle, you should still wear sunscreen on a daily basis, like, for your face, because that's what's going to cause a lot of it. You don't think you're getting hit by any sun rays, but we are.
See, that's BS. If I don't get to see the sun shouldn't then be bothering me.
Okay.
I'll
write a formal complaint with the sun.
I mean, you're right, Vicky. I've heard the same thing, but it's so BS. It's like in California, sure. You know what? The sun's out all the time. You get the gorgeous weather. But I mean, we're putting up with all these clouds and still getting sunburned, you know, you know what? I'm done. Yeah, I'm giving up. You know what? And I'm not going
out.
Stay
in your house. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna at some point, if you see me and I look like I've been in a car accident, you know, I finally went to the dermatologist and, you know, and said, okay, check me out. And I know they're going to go, yeah, here, put this on your face, and it exposes all of your cancer spots, I guess.
I was going to say, you put this on your face, and they just hand you a bag. You're like, okay, you're good.
There you go.
That'd be like worst dermatologist ever. Problem solved.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah, put this bag over your head. Hey, you look good now, sir. People on social media are sharing some of the reasons why they are blocked by celebrities. And some see this as a badge of honor.
Dude, this is a phenomenon that I do not get. I've never understood it. And I have friends that, people I like that are all about it. Like, whenever they will go out of their way to annoy a celebrity to the point where they get blocked by them, and then they screen capture it and brag about it. I'm like, why are you, like, you're bragging about annoying someone to the point where they needed to hit a button to block you out of their lives. Like, that seems very sad to me.
Yeah, practical jokers have turned into trollers on the internet. I think that's kind of like the same thing. Of course, practical jokers never had access to celebrities, so they would just basically annoy the people around them. But now you have access to celebrities, so why not troll them? And, you know, you get much more acclaim, I guess, for being an idiot.
Yeah, I guess then it's like that, like, hey, check it out. I was just blocked by Dan Marino. I don't know why Dan Marino is the first person that I thought of, but that's my goal today. I'm getting blocked by Dan Marino.
I do love when you try to think of some celebrities or anything random. You really do come up with some very bizarre examples.
I have no idea why Dan Marino's on my mind.
Oh, Dan Marino!
Still mad he never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, I was thinking maybe you watched an Ace Ventura movie recently or something. I don't know why.
I have no reason.
Laces out.
Ted and I have had this talk like on a couple episodes on the Megacast about how like he is quick to the ban hammer. Like he will ban people or block people rather quickly. Whereas I'm like, I try not to. If anything, I will mute people. Like I will mute people all the time if people are being rude or after a while. But I don't want to give them the benefit like that. Pleasure of knowing that they got under my skin, and because they'll see that they were blocked, they never see that they're muted.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give them that like satisfaction that I blocked them, because it's clear that they're trying to get under your skin. So I'm like, I'm not going to even let you have that victory that you want.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I hadn't thought about the muting and the blocking. I guess I just didn't want them anywhere near me anymore, or even near my stuff.
No, I get it. I get why people do block, because sometimes it's just like, look, I don't need to let you into my life, and you're annoying me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's kind of like, oh yeah, you are kind of giving them a victory when they see that you blocked them, because that's what they want. I mean, like, this one dude was like, Dr. Phil had me blocked on Instagram for commenting, "I want to run my teeth through your mustache." See, now that,
what?
That's kind of funny.
I mean, slide into that guy's DMs.
Yeah,
like, tell me more.
That's kind of funny. It really depends on the comment, because some people just downright cruel or just downright annoying. Mm-hmm. Chance the Rapper blocked this one dude after his latest album came out because the person said this stuff is, well, he probably said this S is Dookie.
Oh, and it wasn't Green Day, so you were not happy about that.
But I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you know, you go on somebody's site, tell them that their artistic venture is crap. I mean, to me, it's just like, okay, you can say that, but why would you bother anybody? Just don't buy it. Don't listen to it. Why do you got to go be mean to somebody about it?
Well, share your opinion, but why you have to tag the person?
Yeah, and even that opinion, you're right. I guess if at least you don't tag them, there's a chance they won't see it. Yeah. One said he was brought up, one brother, he said, my brother was blocked by Josh Peck. I don't even know who that is.
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh.
Oh, Nickelodeon show. Okay, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I do remember the Jake and Josh show, but here's somebody trying to piss off Josh. Okay. He said this happened on Twitter. Josh posted a weird Chipotle ad that he did, and my brother commented, WTF are you doing? And then Josh blocked him. Which,
just like, I'm making money, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but other people just have a real low threshold, Steve. I mean, they just like, as soon as you did, they're like, I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah.
Somebody did a really bad Photoshop of Bill Murray and themselves by the Hollywood sign. So they posted it on Facebook and Bill Murray blocked them.
It's kind of funny.
I almost feel like Bill's just trolling the person. Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Have you ever noticed that you were blocked by somebody and you had no idea why?
Gosh, I've had
a couple like Magic the Gathering people, and I don't even know why. It was like some weird cosplayer that all of a sudden I was blocked, and I was like, all right, cool.
I've never, not blocked, I've noticed that I've been unfriended before, like by old friends from, and like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I haven't seen them update in a while, so I go to their profile and I'm like, oh, add friend. That's awkward.
Yeah, you're like,
oh.
Statuses lately.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with all of the Lily videos that you put up there, I'm sure.
I remember there was a wrestler that I was following. I was like, for some reason, I was like curious if something was going on, so I went to her Twitter page and I was blocked. And I was like, I've never even like tweeted about this person, commented on anything, and I was just so weird. I was like, this is so strange. And then a few months go by and I get an alert that says this person is now following me. And I'm like, okay, I was blocked by them, and then they must have unblocked me and decided to follow me. I'm like, what? Is this some kind of weird like game that I don't know I'm a part of?
Yeah, that's the thing. When your mind tries to figure it out, were you fat-fingered accidentally? I mean, or...
But then what made them decide to unblock me and then follow me?
That's what makes me think it was a fat finger. The fact that she probably was like,
very,
oh, wait
thin
a minute.
Fingers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the only I can think of, Steve. The fact that, like, you probably shouldn't have been blocked in the first place, but it was a mistake is all I can think of.
And that's not a conversation I really don't want. Like, I'm not going to slide into a DM.
Why'd you block me?
Why'd you block me and then start following me?
Yeah. I think when you ask that question, you have given yourself the reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, Stalker McGee, that's why you were blocked in the first place, because you gave off those vibes.
So it says I have 2,000 people blocked on my Facebook. I don't need their negativity from any of those people. Yeah. I get it. Like, I think it was CM Punk that said like it's like he views social media like his home in a sense. Like, you know what? If there's noise outside and I don't want to hear it, I close the window. And that's what blocking is to him.
Oh, look at CM Punk. I like the way that's well put.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong. What is Peru's capital?
Peru City?
No.
Take me down.
Guatemala?
No.
Peruvia?
No. Oh, I actually knew this one only because I've been to Peru. The answer, Lima. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.